You're listening to WMUC FM College Park. Hi, everyone. It is Car Crash. Aren't you so excited to hear my lovely voice again? I know you missed me last week because I wasn't here last week. But I'm sorry, okay? I had like two exams. I'm in the middle of a take-home midterm. A girl is tired. I am tired. But I'm so excited to be back, and I have a special episode for you, even though I've made the playlist like last minute. So let's start this off with our usual PSA. Gotta keep the community informed. This one's for Brayden, actually. This is gonna be Help Center with Beatles music. Is it gonna have the Beatles, or is it gonna be with Beatles? Let's find out.
Just anybody. Help! You know I need someone. Help!
Stressed? Need to talk? Call Help Center, a peer counseling and crisis intervention hotline at the University of Maryland. Help Center is here to listen. No issue is too big or too small. We are here for you. Help Center offers anonymous and confidential hotline phone calls and walk-in services, free anonymous pregnancy testing, and free condoms. Call 301-314-HELP or stop by Help Center on the third floor of South Campus Diner today. You are not alone.
Won't you please, please help me?
Wow, that was truly incredible. I really wished it had actual Beatles, but, you know, I guess pregnancy tests and condoms are pretty cool, too. So here is what today's episode's about. So pretty much, you guys know, well, maybe you don't know, and not a lot of people, well, I don't know. On Friday, October 3rd, Taylor Swift, the white woman of our time, released a new album, and I'm not going to say much. Well, I'm going to say a lot. As the hater that I am of billionaires and people co-opting feminism to say, you guys can't dislike me. I am a white woman, but you know, I'm a woman, even though I'm a billionaire and I'm doing pretty awful things and I'm friends with Republicans. So we are going to spend this episode hating. We're going to spend it hating. And I love hating. Really, who doesn't? So let's start off with Just a Girl by No Doubt. I've been in a really big No Doubt mood recently. And I feel like Just a Girl really hits onto this because Taylor Swift is incapable of recognizing the fact that she is a 30-something-year-old woman and keeps that Just a Girl attitude. Now, doesn't she? So let's start off with that.
Take this pink ribbon off my eyes. I'm exposed, and it's no big surprise. Don't you think I know exactly where I stand? This world is forcing me to hold your hand. 'Cause I'm just a girl, a little lonely. Well, don't let me out of your sight. Oh, I'm just a girl, already a fugitive. So don't let me have any rights. Oh,
Well, guys, didn't you love that song? I forgot to go on my little rant about how I hate how TikTok has literally co-opted that song. And oh my god, I'm saying the word co-opt way too much recently. I forgot to go on my rant about how that song is literally a feminist anthem and everybody's using it to infantilize themselves. And it's really upsetting considering the fact that she says, take this pink ribbon off my eyes. I'm exposed and there is no big surprise. So yeah, they're trying to, the song is literally about how people are infantilizing Gwen Stefani. And now people are using it to infantilize themselves. And that's incredible. Good job, guys. Now, as I go into why I really don't like this new album, let's start off with, just let me tell you some of the lyrics, okay? This was briefly described by Travis Kelce as a banger. This one's going to be canceled, all caps, exclamation point, by Taylor Swift. I'm not going to play it because I'm not going to do that to you guys, but let's see. This is the pre-chorus. Did you girl boss too close to the sun? Did they catch you having far too much fun? Come with me, when they see us, they'll run. Something wicked this way comes. And then here's the chorus. Good thing I like my friends canceled. I like them cloaked in Gucci and Scandal. Like my whiskey sour and poison thorny flowers. Welcome to my underworld, where it gets quite dark. At least you know exactly who your friends are. They're the ones with matching scars. This sounds exactly like that freaking song that they played in that awful Suicide Squad movie. It's like, all my friends are heathens. Take it slow. It's like what an edgy 12-year-old likes, just to sound a little bit weird. So, you know, I want to continue, you know, maybe let's get a little bit weird with it, you know? So we're going to have... Next up, Weird Girl by Mommy Long Legs. What's Wrong With You by Bratmobile, because let's be honest, guys, Taylor Swift is not a weird girl. She is a white suburban conservative. And then Blah 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 by The Uzus, because sometimes things are disappointing, and she happens to be one of them. And yes, Juju, Heathen Loki was catchy. I'd kind of like that song when I was younger, but don't tell. Let me shut up and play the song. So, yeah, enjoy, guys.
Thank you.
All right, guys. So that was our first three songs. Hope you guys enjoyed them. I know, like, some of them I've already played before, but I've never heard of that Batmobile song, so yay! What was I gonna say? Okay, listen. I know this is a Riot Girl show, right? And Riot Girl is really about feminism, and, you know, and we should really be, you know, yeah, we should be lifting each other up, because whatever. But have you considered that I don't want to lift up a billionaire? Think about that one, guys. Especially one that tears down other women. See, as you guys might know, she, in her new album, she mentioned in one of her songs about Charlie XCX. In her song, Sympathy is a Knife, she describes how insecure she feels by Taylor Swift's existence, because Taylor Swift is a very popular entertainer. And then she kind of just, like, Taylor Swift goes back and, like, is like, actually, you suck and you do drugs. Okay, sure. So, you know, I'm going to stand for my girl Charlie, and even though this is a Riot Girl show, I'm going to play whatever I want. So we're going to be playing Everything is Romantic by Charlie XCX, because it's a good song, and we need to have maybe, like, some actually good songs with the word romantic in it. Next up, after that, we're going to have Transparent Soul by Willow, because also kind of weird, but I'm sick of seeing how people are like, oh, Taylor Swift goes, like, between genres so easily. So I want to show you what, like, a really good switch between genres is with Willow specifically. And then, what do I want the last song to be? Let's just have another romantic song. Let's have Romantic by Mannequin Cat. We'll say Cat. I like cats. I miss my cat. But yeah, here you go. Enjoy, you know, not Riot Girl, maybe.
Bad tattoos on leather tan skin, Jesus Christ on a plastic sign. Fall in love again and again, riding roads doing manual drive. Bad tattoos on leather tan skin, Jesus Christ on a plastic sign. Early nights in white sheets with lace curtains, Capri in the distance. Bad tattoos on leather tan skin, Jesus Christ on a plastic sign. All in love again and again, winding roads through manual drive. Bad tattoos on leather tan skin, Jesus Christ on a plastic sign. All in love again and again, winding roads through manual drive. Early nights in white sheets with lace curtains, Capri in the distance, in a place that can make you change. All in love again and again, early nights in white sheets with lace curtains, Capri in the distance, in a place that can make you change. All in love. Neon orange drinks on the beach. Four generations make up a family. Lemons on the trees and on the ground. Sandals on the stirrups of the scooters. Neon orange drinks on the beach. Four generations make up a family. Early nights and white sheets with lace curtains. Pompeii in the distance. In a place that can make you change. Fall in love again and again. Early nights and white sheets with lace curtains. Pompeii in the distance. In a place that can make you change. Fall in love again and again. 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 Again and again, fall in love 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 again and again. Again and again, fall in love again and again, fall in love again and again.
fall in love again and again, fall in love again and again.
Thank you.
Wow, guys, weren't those songs just so much better? Didn't take anyone down or anything, especially not other women artists. So, next up, I do want to recognize the fact that Taylor Swift has released a lot of music that a lot of people can relate to, and especially some of the sadder songs, you know, and that's okay. It's okay to relate to someone that may not be the best songs and everything. You know, I felt that too when I would listen to like Girlwood, but then Girlwood turned out to be the worst person ever. So we don't listen to her anymore. And if you're looking to, you know, listen to a new artist that you can also perhaps relate to, I've got a couple of saddish songs next. We're going to have Only Happy When It Rains by Garbage, Sweet Sistine by Daisy and the Scouts, and First Place by Flowers for the Dead. So, you know, consider it. Maybe support these bands instead of a billionaire. Possibly. All right, enjoy.
I'm only happy when it rains. I'm only happy when it's complicated. And though I know you can't appreciate it, I'm only happy when it rains. You know I love it when the news is bad. Why it feels so good to feel so sad. I'm only happy when it rains. Oh, yeah, misery.
Well, guys, I hope you liked those songs. I was kind of scared during the last one because I couldn't remember if I had any curse words for it, and I couldn't find the lyrics, like, anywhere. But Flowers for That is so, so good. It's amazing, and I love them. And I just realized the headphones, oh my goodness, the headphones I'm wearing right now are not the ones for the right mic. So I wonder how that's affecting things. Hopefully not too bad. I can still hear myself, so. Anyways, let's keep up with more pop culture stuff, because we're still talking about the T-Swift. So, you guys know she got engaged to her Republican boyfriend, Travis Kelce, the quarterback, or I don't know what he plays. I don't really care, to be honest, for the amazingly named Kansas City Chiefs. Got it. So as she obviously is going to dive deep into trad wife and, you know, conservatism as she grows older, because we can all see that coming very quickly. How about, you know, I have a few songs that, you know, just like kind of show what that life's going to be like, Taylor. Not Taylor Aguilar. I love you. That's my brother's girlfriend. She's great. So we're going to have Where's My Wife by Sloppy Jane, Yuppie Moms by Mommy Long Legs, and I think I'm going to have to put something random because I actually don't know what the other song's going to be. Let's just say Sorority Girls by Mommy Long Legs, because I love Mommy Long Legs, and you know what? Haven't played them enough. So, you know, enjoy, guys.
Where's my wife? Where's my wife? Where's my wife? Where's my cheese? Hand up to the ceiling, fan until the pain stops feeling. Angry. Your daughter's got a roof in her life. She's alive.
the day she died.
Alright guys, we're heading to our last song. I know, I'm so sad. I'm sorry, okay? Jesus Christ, stop yelling at me. But yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed my little hateful tirade because I am always in the mood to hate. And don't worry, episodes will be normal again instead of themed like they have been for like the past two ones. I was actually gonna do like a kind of calm one today, but then I remembered how stupid some of these lyrics were. Do you want to hear another one? Actually, because I feel like you guys should hear another one. If my computer can turn on. Okay, first of all, I feel like I should stop hitting, but I feel like it's a little bit stupid to call yourself a tortured poet and then not have ever read Hamlet, because what do you mean you, like, write a song called The Fate of Ophelia and then you're like, it is all about how a man saved you. And that, I'm gonna be honest, some of these Swifties, they will defend her to the last day that they, like, their last breath. And I think it's honestly really impressive. It's really, really impressive, because then when they're like, oh my god, you guys don't understand, they said The Fate of Ophelia, not Hamlet. It's like, what are you talking about? They said, hey, she said The Life of a Showgirl, it's not gonna be about showgirls. What? Anyways, Jesus Christ. Let me just get on with it, and let's play White Girl by Heavens to Betsy, because I think this should be a good message for every white girl out there, that feminism does not necessarily save you from racism. And just keep that in mind. Heavens to Betsy is a really great way to remember that. So I hope you guys enjoy. You've been listening to Car Crash, WMUC FM, College Park, all that cool stuff. And I'll see you next week. Bye.
Change my race.